This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. German Chancellor Angela Merkel surveyed what she called a surreal ghostly scene in a devastated village on Sunday, pledging quick financial aid and a redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from floods in Western Europe climbed over 180. And Merkel toured Schul, a village on a tight curve of a river in western Germany where many buildings were damaged or destroyed by rapidly rising floodwaters Wednesday night. Although the mayor of Schul said that no one was killed or injured there, many other places were not so lucky. The death toll in one area where Schul is located stood at 112. Authorities said people are still missing and they fear the toll may still rise. The leader of the Taliban says his movement is committed to a political settlement to end decades of war in Afghanistan. He made the pledge Sunday, even as the insurgents continued to battle in dozens of districts across the country to gain territory. Taliban leaders have been meeting with high-level Afghan government delegations in the Gulf state of Qatar to jumpstart stalled peace talks. Kabul delegation includes the number two in Afghan government. Talks resumed over the weekend ahead of the four-day Muslim holiday. The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan says that he hopes that talks could produce a holiday ceasefire. Afghanistan said Sunday that it has asked all of its diplomats in Pakistan to return to Kabul until Islamabad addresses all security risks to them and brings to justice those behind last week's brief abduction of the Afghan ambassador's daughter. The announcement came a day after the Afghan government said the daughter of the Afghan envoy was taken hostage for several hours and severely tortured, which had been confirmed. This is VOA News.